Many would-be allies fear making these mistakes because the repercussions could be being labelled as a bigot. We see this often in modern cancel culture. So you might want to consider how your network, or even collaborating with other networks, can create a helpful guide to being a good ally. Here are five to get you started, which you'll find in your workbook. You may want to elaborate on how this specifically applies to your network or organization to make it more convincing as a narrative. First of all, they should take on the issues. This means owning them for yourself, not just talking about them at a distance. For casual allies, they can dip in and out of particular struggles or projects, dealing with them when it's convenient and switching off when it's not. Good allyship is never switching off, because the community you're allying yourself to cannot do that. Speak out is about knowing that the repercussions for calling out unfair behaviour, for example, will be less detrimental to you than the people you're supporting. This does not mean putting their words in your mouth, but showing how you really believe what you're saying. Transferring power is important in any network. That's how we are supposed to exist, in a resilient, sharing, uncentered way. With allies, it's about knowing what privilege you have and attempting to share that as much as you can with the people you have around you. Stepping up to a platform yourself is one thing, but sharing that platform is better. Decentering yourself is about not letting your story overtake that of the systemic problem. Inspirational speakers can be inspirational for a short time, but impactful activities, as we've seen previously, are always going to be about doing, problem solving, and regular active behavior change. Own your education is a good tip for allies because they probably will be waiting on instructions from you, if they're new to the game particularly. We see this in sponsors and senior stakeholders. Both parties are often waiting to hear what is expected from the other, and it results in misunderstanding and inaction. We'll look at that more in the sponsors and stakeholders module.